Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Maris Hanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph in Yoma has a discussion about where we learn the Azhara for the Inui of Yom Kippur. And from that discussion about the Azhara for the Inui of Yom Kippur, it leads into a discussion about the din of Taisvis Yom HaKippurim and Taisvis Shabbos and Taisvis Yontif. So the Gemara at the bottom of Pei Aleph Amar Aleph brings a shita of Rav Papa, that where we know the Azhara for Inu Yan Yom Kippur is that Yom Kippur itself, he gufei Shabbos ikrei, dechsiv tishbeshu Shabbatchem. And that word, Tishbushu Shabbat Chem, since it's called a Shabbos, L'inyan Inui, the Rashi says, it's like Shabbos as far as Einchen and Azhara. And the Gemara says, those who don't want to learn the Azhara and the Inui from Tishbushu Shabbat Chem, what do they do with the Tishbushu Shabbat Chem? So the Gemara has a whole drasha, where the Gemara says that we learn out from the Pasuk, V'nisem es nafshaseichem betisha l'chaydesh, that it says that the Inui of Yom Kippur starts on the 9th of Tishrei, and we know it starts on the 10th. So the Gemara puts together the word, the Tisha, and Le'erev, to teach you that you have to be Maisef Mechoil Al HaKadosh. Then the Gemara says, Ein li ela b'chnisaso b'yitziyaso minayin. How do you know you have to add on at the end? The Gemara says, Me'erev ad Erev. Just like you have to add on at the beginning, you have to add on the end. Then the Gemara says, Ein li ela Yom HaKippurim. How do we know about Shabbos and Yontif? That is a din Taisvis. And there the Gemara says, Tish B'Shu will tell you Shabbos, Shabbatchem will teach you Yontif. So therefore, that Tana uses Tish B'Shu Shabbatchem to teach you Taisvis of Shabbos and Yontif, so he doesn't have Tish B'Shu Shabbatchem to use as an Azhara for Inui on Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara says, the Tana of Etzem Etzem, the Tana on Amud Aleph, who used the Drasha Etzem Etzem to Mimimayet Taisvis Yom Kippur from the Einish of Kares, where is he going to learn now? So therefore, Rashi says, that Tana knows there's a din Taisvis, because since there's a Pasuk, they eliminated from Kares, obviously there's a din Taisvis. So Taisis Yom HaKippurim already knows some Etzem Etzem. What does he do with this Pasuk of Betisha Me'erev? And on that the Gemara says he's going to use it for a different din, a din that there's a mitzvah to eat on the 9th of Tishrei. But what we see from the Gemara, it seems pretty clear that the general consensus is that there is a mitzvah of Taisis Yom HaKippurim, either learned from Etzem Etzem, or from Betisha Be'erev Ad Erev, what is a din Taisvis Yom HaKippurim? Then, as far as Taisvis Shabbos and Yontiv, so that will depend. Either you'll use Tish B'Shu Shabbatchem to teach you Taisvis Shabbos and Yontiv, or Tish B'Shu Shabbatchem is used to teach you the Azhara for Inu Yan Yom Kippur. In fact, the Gemara in Masechtas Beya and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph seems to say beferish that the din Taisvis Yom HaKippurim is Daraisa. Because the Gemara says there, debating whether the din of Mutav Sheyu Shaygigin Vayu Mizidim only applies by a Darabanan or even by a Daraisa. And the Gemara comes out, no, it must be it applies even by a Daraisa, because we see that Taisvis Yom HaKippurim is Daraisa, and people eat v'shasu, achlu v'shasu, achecha sheicha, v'lo arminu lu v'lo midi, and we don't say anything to them. Clearly, the Gemara Masechtas Beis is saying that Taisvis Yom HaKippurim is Daraisa. As far as the din, Taisvis Shabbos v'yantif, so that we have a machlokes rishonim, whether it's going to be a Daraisa or a Darabanan. The Ra'ah brings a raya that Taisvis Shabbos must be Daraisa, from a Gemara in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. Rav would be Makabel Shabbos, he would be Maisef Mechoil Al Shabbos, and Davin Shabbos earlier. And then the Gemara says, would he make Kiddush Al HaKais or not make Kiddush Al HaKais? The Gemara says, Tashema, the Ram Rav Nachman HaMashmul, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos, B'Yerv Shabbos, V'Yoyim Mikidush Alakais, that you're able to say Kiddush Alakais. So the Ra says, it must be Taisvis Mechayla Alakais is a Din Daraisa, because that which you're able to be Yaitza, the Din Kiddush, which is a Din Daraisa, to be Mekadish to Shabbos, during the time of Taisvis Shabbos, is only possible if the time of Taisvis Shabbos is Shabbos for Din Daraisa. The Ra'ah says if it was only a Drabbanadik or Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to be Mekayim, the Kiddush Hayayim, which is Daraisa. Similarly, the Arzarua and Hilchas Erev Shabbos and Simen Yadalid brings the same Raya as the Ra'ah, that since it's Mutter to make Kiddush Ala Kais during this time of Tais V'Shabbos, Al Korchach, the time of Tais V'Shabbos, must be a Din Daraisa. We see, however, that this Raya of the Ra'ah and the Arzarua is not completely muskum from a Mordechai in the second Perek of Megillah, Simin Tuf Shin Sadekhes. The Mordechai brings that it was asked of Rav Tuvia Mivina, how is it possible that a blind person, a Saginar, according to the Shita of Rav Yehuda, that he's Pata for Mitzvahs Daraisa, how will this Summa be Pater? Will he be able to be Maitzi, his B'nai Beso in Kiddush, which is Daraisa? He's only Mechuyiv Midrabbanan, and they're Mechuyiv Midaraisa. And the Rav Tuvia answered that we find something similarly by Kiddush itself. And he brings the din that from the Gemara in Brachas, that you're able to be Yaitza Kiddush during the time of Taish V'Shabbos. And he says, just like there, the Rabbanan created a time of Shabbos that is only Shabbos on a rabbinic level, and yet you can be Yaitza Kiddush de Araisa. Therefore, you see the Kayich of the Rabbanan to create a Matziv to be Maitzi even a Chi of the Araisa. And he says, the same way you could be Yaitza Kiddush during the time of Tosefta Shabbos, so a Sagi Nahar, who's Mechuyiv in Kiddush Midrabbanan, will be able to be Maitzi to B'nai Beso in Kiddush Daraisa. And the Mordechai says, don't ask me from the Gemara in Brachas, which is Mashma, if an Isha is only Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon Midrabbanan, she cannot be Maitzi a man who is Mechuyiv Midaraisa, because an Isha is someone who could never possibly come to the Chiyiv Daraisa. While the Sagi Nahar, since it's possible to get cured and could come to the same level of the Chiyiv Daraisa as the person he's being Maitzi, therefore, even though he's only Mechuyiv Na Midrabbanan, he's able to be Maitzi his B'nai Beso in Kiddush. As we see, that you could be Yaitza the Kiddush Daraisa during the time of Tosefta Shabbos, which is only Dirabbanan. A Kiddush to Mordechai, but we do see from the Mordechai that he clearly holds that the Din Taisvis Shabbos is only a Din Dirabbanan, not a Din Daraisa like the Ra'ah and the Arzarua, and their Raya from Kiddush he holds is no Raya. The Rambam in Hilchas Shvises Asar, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, brings the din of Taisvis Yom HaKippurim, and he only brings it L'chayre as far as Inui. He says, the Rambam says, V'tzarech l'haysav mechoyl ala kodesh b'chni saso uvitziyaso, shenema v'nisem es nafshasechem b'tisha l'chaydesh b'erev, kolayma maschil l'tzum ulesanos me'erev tisha hasamech l'asiri, to begin fasting before the 10th, V'chein b'yitziya shaya b'inuyav miyat, Milele acharasa samech lasiri, shenema b'mei erev ad erev tishbashu shabbatchem. Magid Mishmah says, midivrei Rabbeinu, from the words of the Rambam, nira she'ein tosefes dvar toira ela b'inoi, avalo basiyas malacha. Seemingly the Rambam is learning that the source for the tosefes Yom HaKippurim is v'nisem es nafshashechem b'tisha. So the whole pasuk that we marbit from the word tisha is talking befeirish about inui. The word inui is in the pasuk, and therefore the limit is only going to be that we're maisif as far as inui. And the Magid Mishnah from his lashon, what he says, Nirush Ein Tosefes Dvar Torah Ela Be'inoi seems to be perhaps the Magid Mishnah holds that at least the Rambam would be mided as a Din Tosefes as far as Malacha by Yom Kippur and maybe even by Shabbos V'yontif, at least Midrabanan. However, the Kesef Mishnah says that Lefi Rambam there's no mitzvah of Taish for Shabbos at all, Gam even Midrabanan. There's no mitzvah of Taishas Yom Kippurim as far as Malacham even Midrabanan. The whole din is a din Taishas on Inui, the Rambam will hold by Daraisa. There will be no din Taish for Shabbos even at all, even Midrabanan, and no din Taishas Yontif. And no din even Taisus Yom Kippurim as far as Malacha. The Kesef Mishnah says it's Muchach like this because the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos never mentions at all a din of Taisus Mechayla LaKaidesh. And therefore he holds that the Rambam Bechlal does not hold of Tais for Shabbos even Midrabanan. If the Rambam holds as no din of Tais for Shabbos Bechlal, how will the Rambam learn this din of being making Kiddush al HaKais before, while it's still daylight, before Shabbos even begins? That, from the Lashon HaRambam itself, we could understand what the Rambam holds. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph says, Yesh lo la'adam lekadesh al HaKais erev Shabbos miboyid yoim afal pi shelo nichnas HaShabbos. He should make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, even though it's not yet Shabbos. V'chein mavdil ala kois mibayim afal pisha dayini Shabbos. And he can make havdala mibayim, even though it's still Shabbos. Shemitzvah zechira is liamra bein b'shas knisaso v'tiyaso bein kaidem l'shah zu b'mat. In other words, what the Rambam holds, what is the mitzvah of Kiddush of Shabbos? Is to bracket Shabbos, to say something at the beginning of Shabbos to be Mekadesh Shabbos, and say something at the end of Shabbos to make a Havdalah on Shabbos. And it's not necessarily has to be done right at when Shabbos begins or right on Shabbos ends. The idea is just that about the time Shabbos begins, I make a Kiddush saying, oh, now time, around now, it's going to change, it's going to be a new day, I have to be Mekadesh, that it's going to be Shabbos now. And the same thing, Avdol at the end. Even the Rambam Lefi Yeshita that Avdol is Daraisa, the Avdol could even be done, even if it's not yet fully out Shabbos. As long as you're making this Kiddush and Avdolah somewhere near the beginning of Shabbos and somewhere near the end of Shabbos, you being Mekadesh and separating Shabbos off from the rest of the week. I'm separating it off from the beginning by a Kiddush, now around now with Shabbos, and at the end I'm separating with Avdallah, and Lav Dafkin has to be actually on Shabbos or at the end of Shabbos, as long as it's around the time that Shabbos begins and around the time that Shabbos ends, I am giving dignity, honor to the Shabbos by bracketing it off and announcing its Kedusha near the beginning, and its Havdalah near the end. Now, how is it that one comes about and creates this Taisvis Yom Kippurim or Taisvis Shabbos? Does it have to be done through some act, or does it just come in Mela? So, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes Amid Aleph, the Ritva writes, this Tosefes is not just through Dvarim Bittul Malacha Bovad, but Yosifu Bidvarim Shel Kedusha, O Bitfila, O Bekiddush, has to be some act through Kedusha to do this Hosafa, either Tfila, or Kiddush, or something Ke'ein Zeh. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikrai Kedush, Yom Narayim Simen Lamed Ches, brings also from the Divrei Rabbeinu Yaina, we also see there has to be some sort of official sanctification. He brings the Rabbeinu Yoina and Brachas Yud Ches Amid Beis in the Dafei Arif. Rabbeinu Yoina says that even though Tosefes Shabbos is Dai B'chol Shehu, if you Maisif more to be more Tosefes than the little bit you're required to do, you'll be Chayiv on it and it'll also become part of Shabbos. Just like, he says, that chita achas of truma is pateres as kolakri, but if you mafresh more truma, the extra truma beyond the chita achas becomes a truma. So the same thing, if you maisef more time than it's required for Tosefta Shabbos, that also will get a din Tosefta Shabbos. And Ratzit Beitzach Frank says, from that which Rabbeinu Yoina makes a comparison between making Tosefta Shabbos and making extra truma, his mashmana kedusha tosefes is not chal memela. It needs some act al yedei the person, just like the kedusha truma is only chal al the kriya shame that another will call midaito. However, many amedayik from the Gemara Beya, from a Taisvis in the Gemara Beya and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that we mentioned earlier, that Taisvis holds that the tosefes of Shabbos Yom Kippur is memela and doesn't need an actual Kabbalah. Taisvis there says, the Gemara says, that we see that Mutav Shishayigin Yamazidin applies even by Adin Daraisa from the fact that people are not Maisef on Yom Kippur, they eat Kamat up to actual the Dizmana of Achila, and yet we don't say anything to them. Taisvis says, we see from that Gemara that Tosefes Yom Kippurim must have some shear. And even though Taisa says, I don't know what the shear is, it must be there is some shear of a certain amount of minutes. Taisa says, how do I see that? It says, because the people would eat up the Chashecha, and we don't say anything to them. Now, obviously, Taisa says, it doesn't mean they ate mamish up to the second of Shkia. The people were not avaryanim. They didn't hold of Taish for Shabbat, Yom Kippur, but they held of Yom Kippur. They, and E.F. Shal Tzamsim, they didn't eat up to the moment of Shkia. So they must have stopped a moment before Shkia. And yet, even if they stopped a moment before Shkia, the Gemara calls them that they were doing wrong. They were not doing Taish for Yom Kippurim. Must be, Taish for says, that there is a shear to the amount of Tosefes Yom Kippurim that's required, and these people, even if they stopped a minute before Shkia, were not stopping enough before Shkia to be yaitza the shear of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, whatever the shear is. Now, if you're going to say that Tosefes Yom Kippurim requires an active Kabbalah, then maybe Tosefes doesn't have any raya. Perhaps what it means that the people were not keeping Tosefes Yom Kippurim was that they weren't being mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Tosefes Yom Kippurim requires a Kabbalah for them to say, I hereby accept Yom Kippur through some act, and they weren't doing it. And that's what it means, that they weren't filling the din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. But from the fact, Tosefes does not say that, but says we have a raya from here that Taisus Yom HaKippurim requires a certain shear, and these people weren't keeping the shear, it must be Taisus holds that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is memela, and therefore the fact they weren't making any formal Kabbalah was not a raya they were not keeping Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The only raya that they were not keeping Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, they were eating past what the shear of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim must be. The Mishnah Brura and Simon Reish Samech Aleph Sivkat and Chaf Aleph says Lalacha Hay Tosefes Hi Al Yedei Dibur Sha'ayma Shemekabel Lev Tosefes Shabbos O Al Yedei Amiras Baruch Hu or by saying Baruch Hu V'chein Min Agenu Leima. He says B'Tfila Zaka V'Neni Mekabel Alai Kedushas Yom Kippurim Kedei In Order LaHaysef Mechol Al Yedei Al Kodesh Ayidei Kabbalah Bepeh. We really could have a basic clear as to what the nature of this Tosefes is and what's being accomplished when a person is being Maisef Mechayil HaKadosh, let's say making Tosefes Shabbos. One way we could look at it is he's turning Friday late afternoon into Saturday. He's making it now, it's for all practical purposes, the clock has turned, and it's now Shabbos, it's now the next day, it's Saturday. The other way we could look at it is, it's still Friday now. Just through this din of Tosefes, you have the ability to take some of the halachas of tomorrow, the Issa Melacha, and some of the halachas of Shabbos into Friday, that you could be Mekadesh Friday to a certain extent with some of the halachas of Shabbos. And these two different ways of looking at it can be illustrated by a machlokes we have between the Marshal and the Taz. The Taz in Hilchas Lulav, Simon Tav Reish Simon Tav Reish Samaches Siv Katan Aleph, brings B'Shema Marshal that by Hoshana Rabbah leading into Shmini Atzeres, he would not start the Suda of Shmini Atzeres until Laila. He would not, even if he davened then, accepted the yontif of Shmini Atzeres early, he would not start the Suda of Shmini Atzeres until the Laila. And the reason the Marshal says that you would not be able to do this is because you'll be caught in a predicament. You come into the Sukkah, and it's still day. He says, since it's day, it's still the day of Hoshana Rabbah, you would have to make a Leisha B'Sukkah. On the other hand, the Suda of Shmini Atzeres, though we eat it in the Sukkah in Chutz Laretz, but Yisuvah Masvinim Bruchei L'Mavachinan, we don't make a bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah. And he says, I will be stuck with it like a Tarti de Sasre. I'd be eating the Suda of Shmini Atzeres, yet because I would start eating by day, I'd be forced to make a bracha Leisha B'Sukkah. And therefore, he says, he would not begin the Suda of Shmini Atzeres till nightfall. We see from the Marshal that what did he hold? He held that when you're Maisef Mechoyla LaKodesh, you're bringing certain dinim of the Yontif or of the Shabbos into the previous day. But you're not turning the clock. It's still the previous day. And therefore, since it's still the previous day, it's Hoshana Rabbah still, you would still have to make a bracha Leisha B'Sukkah. And on that, the Taz argues. And the Lashon of the Taz, how he argues, is so sharp. Taz says, Vadai misha meisef mechoyl ala kodesh hu oisa al pitzibli tarasenu. He's doing it al pi the Torah. And kivar cholaf v'holach mimenu chayvis hayoi masha hayolav kodem zeh. The day that was before and the chayvis of the previous day, already the clock turned, v'avakamo belayla umachar mamish. And it's like the next day mamish. We see clearly from the Taz how he's holding in our basic hakira that what you're doing by Tais for Shabbos or Tais for Yontif, you're turning the clock, you're making it into Saturday, you're making it into Shabbos, and in this case, you're making it into Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, you could go eat your Suda when it's still Yom, and you won't have a problem of making the bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah, because it's no longer Hoshana Rabbah, it's no longer the last day of Sukkot, and there'd be no reason to make a bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah, because al yedei your taisvis of accepting taisvis yantif, you change the day, and there'd be no din to make a bracha Leisha B'Sukkah. Find the same machlokes Taz and Marshal, brought down by the Taz and Hilchas Shabbos Simon Reish Sadek Aleph Sif Katan Vav, that he brings that the Rashal Marshal will be noyig not to eat Beleil Shabbos ad halayla, and the linera kiven the Tosefes mechol al kodesh udaraisa al karchach yotza shapa afil gemar kodem layla, even if he finished the whole suda by day. The Taz clearly holding that the din tais for Shabbos changes it into Saturday, while the Marshal holds, even though tais for Shabbos might allow you to bring certain halachas of Shabbos into Friday, for instance, in a simalacha, for instance, I had to make kiddush, but to be yaitzah the Suda Shabbos, you would not be able to be yaitzah that on Friday by day, and you would at least have to finish some of the Suda Balayla. Similarly, we find the Taz in by Hilchas Shavuos, by Lagabi Leil Shavuos, at the beginning of Simon Tuf Tzadik Dalid, the Taz holds, you're ma'achrin to begin the Mairev of Shavuos night when it's Techshach. Why does the Taz hold that? Because since the Taz holds that by being mekabel the yontif, you're changing the clock and making it the next day, if you'll be mekabel shavuos early, you would create shavuos earlier in the day, and the mele would knock out part of the tamimus, because it would become shavuos before the shavuos tamimos. And therefore, there the Taz holds, you must wait to begin Ma'ariv till nightfall, because when you begin Ma'ariv, you're making it into the next day, and by doing that, if you do it early, it's going to be chesaron in Shabbos's Tamimos. Obviously, this machlokes, whether al yaday, accepting Shabbos early, your mom is changing it into the next day, or you're just keeping it the same day, just bringing some of the halachas from the next day into the current day, we'll have nafkamina, obviously by many halachas, hefzik taira, an isha making an hefzik taira after she was makabel Shabbos. If she already made it into the next day, could be very problematic. If it's not the Tosefes Shabbos is not really making the next day, just bringing some halachas of Shabbos into Friday, then very well we could hear she can make a hefzik taira. And obviously, you can come up with many, many nafkaminas based on this chakira, on what you're doing with Taisvah Shabbos. L'chayre, this chakira would also be nageya by an interesting halacha, or an interesting kler that Gilyonei Yashas brings in Masechtas Yuma and Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. He has a suffix, what would be if we would have a day, a Yontif Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, for instance. He says, could a person be Makabel Taisvis Yontif and not be Makabel Taisvis Shabbos? Could he create a matzev where, okay, he's accepting Yontif early, and therefore, to a certain extent, he's prohibited in Malacha already, but he didn't accept Shabbos yet, and therefore he would still be able to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh. The Gilyonei Ashas seems to say, Hashtikal Raya, that you cannot do such a thing. Because he says, if such a thing was possible, what should happen by Yom Kippur Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? He says a person should, Ekswai B'Mavatel Suda Shabbos, let him be Makabel Shabbos early, and not be Makabel Yom Kippur, so he could now make Kiddush and have the Suda Shabbos, and then afterwards Yom Kippur would happen. Since we don't see this Lamaisa, it must be that you're not able to accept make Taisvis Yontif without Taisvis Shabbos, or Taisvis Shabbos without Taisvis Yom HaKippurim. Based on the Akler of the Taz and the Marshal, we can hear very well like this. According to the Taz, that when you're being Makabel Taisvis Shabbos, you're changing the clock. You're changing now, even though it's Friday, for all practical purposes, it's Saturday, it's the next day. Avada, you cannot be Makabel Shabbos without Yontif, or Yom Kippur without Shabbos. Since you're turning it into the next day, and the next day is both Yom Kippur and Shabbos, or Yontif and Shabbos, so you would not be able to be Makabel one without the other. The nature of the of being Makabel Taisvis Shabbos or Taisvis Yom Kippur is to change it that it's not the next day, and the next day is both Kedushas. So you would not be able to accept one Kedusha without the other. According to the way we learned to Marshal, that you're bringing the halachas of the next day into this day, but you're really not changing the clock. L'chayre, you could hear that perhaps you should be able to accept Yontif and not accept Shabbos and still do Malachas Eichel Nefesh, but not do other Malachas. As far as Yom Kippur and Shabbos, so L'chayre, according to the Marshal's own Shita, that you can't, during the time of Taisvah Shabbos, do Suda Shabbos, it's only you can do Taisvah Shabbos for as far as certain dinim. It's a Malacha, it's a Kiddush, certain things that are mentioned in the Gemara, but you can't do it for all Halachas. So then it's very good why, even though you might be able to accept Shabbos without Yom Kippur, still you wouldn't be able to be Yaitza the Suda Shabbos, because the Marshal holds you can't be Yaitza the Suda Shabbos during the time of Tosefes Shabbos. What you could ask, maybe, that according to Marshal, at least you should be able to be Yaitza Kiddush. Kiddush, you could be Yaitzah during the time of Tosefta Shabbos. Even the Marshal holds that. And therefore, L'chari should accept Shabbos early and not Yom Kippur, and at least maybe be able to be Yaitzah Kiddush. The Mara on Pei Aleph Amud Beis asks, according to those Mandiyamrim who hold that we do not learn Tosfos Yom HaKippurim from the Pasuk of V'nisim Estav Chaseichem B'tisha L'chaydash, but they have another source, Etzem Etzem, whatever the other source is, what will they learn from this Pasuk of V'nisim Estav Chaseichem B'tisha L'chaydash? So the Gemara says they will learn out the halacha, the mitzvah of achila and tes tishrei, the mitzvah to eat on the ninth of tishrei. They learn it out of from the pasuk v'nisim es nafshaseichem b'tisha l'chaydesh. Do we take a fast on the ninth of the month? But no, the Gemara says kol ha'eichel, anybody who eats on eichel v'shaise b'tshi mala l'vakasuv kilis ana tishiv asiri. It'll be given credit as if he both made a tainus on the ninth and the tenth. In this halacha, this mitzvah of to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, we find many different tamim among the Rishonim as to the reason for this mitzvah. And these tamim can be broken down basically into two major categories. For instance, we have the tam of Rashi, given right here on the daf, the time is that he should be prepared for Yom Kippur, and that he should be able to fast without any problem. This is similar to what the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, Kidei sheyuchal lesanos yafeh, v'lo yavo lidei dechias inu Yom Kippurim, and he shouldn't come to not be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Rosh in Simen Chaf Bey similarly says, Kidesha Yuchalis Anos Velo Yaziklawa Inui, that the Inui shouldn't be Masakim. And then we have the time of the Shibale Aleket in Simen Shin Zayin, also related to the Tainus, but in a different way. Kide Lahagdil Tsara Inui, that to make the Tsar of the Inui greater, that by the contrast from going from the eating on the Erev Yom Kippur to the fasting on Yom Kippur, it will be Magdal the Tzara Inui, and therefore it will be like a Tosefes Inui for more of a kapara, more of a mitzvah. But all these timim that we mentioned all fit into one category, that the mitzvah of Achila on the ninth of Tishrei is related to the Tainus on Yud Tishrei. It's either to be marba the inuy of the fast, or to protect yourself from bad effects on your health from the fast, to prepare yourself that you shouldn't have trouble fasting. But all these timim relate the eating on the ninth of Tishrei to the tainus on Yom Kippur itself. But then we find other timim given in the Mefarshim that do not relate it directly to the tainus. Sha'ri Tshuva and Sha'ar Dalet Ois Tes learns that Kivin, since on all Yom Tovim there's a mitzvah to eat and be mesameach b'simchas yantiv, Yom HaKippurim is also a yantiv, and we have to have simcha on it also. And therefore, since we can't have the simcha, the suda on Yom Kippur itself, because of the mitzvah of Inui, so therefore it was given over on the ninth of Tishrei to have a suda, as the Yom Tov, the Yontif of Yom Kippur, has a mitzvah lechol v'lesmoyach b'simchas Yontif. The Shla says that because the mitzvah of tshuva needs a kiyum b'simcha, like all mitzvahs that have to be done b'simcha. And since on Yom Kippur there's the daigis, the avonis, and the mishpat, so therefore they were makdim the simcha and the suda for the simcha of the mitzvah's tshuva to Erev Yom Kippur. These last group of taimim don't relate the mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur to the tainus. It's a separate mitzvah celebrating the yontif of Yom Kippur or the simcha of the mitzvah's tshuva, but it's a separate kiyum, if we learn like these mefarshim, not directly related to the tainus. Reb Kiveger in the tshuva brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Aleph Simen Tes Zayin, brings a suffix where the Nashim are mechuyev in this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. On the one hand, he says, just like we find by the mitzvah of Tosefes Inui of Yom Kippur, that Nashim would be potter if not for a special ribui of her Ezrach. And you see, even though Tosefes Inui is added on to the Inui of Yom Kippur, despite that, the Gemara holds that Nashim will be potter in Tosefes Inui, will be like a separate mitzvah sasei shazman grama, and they will be potter from it if not for a special ribui of a Ezrach. And therefore, Bikivegi says, I can very well hear that this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, Nashim could be potter from, because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, of which we have no ribui to be marba them. On the other hand, says Rabbi Kivega, maybe since the whole mitzvah of Achilas Yom HaKippurim is learned out from the pasuk that says, V'nisem es nafshoseichem b'tisha, and kol ha'oichel v'shoisa an tisha, is like he fasted on the 9th and 10th, and women are mechuyev in the tainus of Yom Kippur, so perhaps then they're also mechuyev in this mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom Kippur. And based on the different ways we had of explaining this mitzvah, we can hear this suffix very well. If the mitzvah of Achila Yom HaKippurim is just something related to the tainus of Yom Kippur, either to make sure that it's not mazik you, or that you're able to keep the fast of Yom Kippur, very well we would hear that woman should be included in the mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom Kippur. But if the mitzvah of Achila of Yom Kippur is a separate mitzvah for the simcha of Yom Kippur or the simcha of the mitzvah's tshuva, and it's not related to Yom Kippur, the tainus per se, then we could look at it as any mitzvah sasei shazman grama, which nashim could be potter. Another din in the Achronim is whether this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is on Tishii Tes Tishrei and includes the night of Tes Tishrei, or it's only on Erev Yom Kippur, on the day leading up to the Tainus. Again, if the whole mitzvah is based on preparing oneself for the Tainus, you could hear it wouldn't apply on the night of Tes Tishrei at a point where the eating there is not going to prepare you for the Tainus. On the other hand, if it's a separate mitzvah of the Simcha, of the Yontif that's coming, the Mechilas Havoinis, the Tshuva, if that's a separate mitzvah, then once that mitzvah was given to celebrate on the 9th of Tishrei, perhaps it would apply at night on the 9th of Tishrei also. Another nafkamina we could come up with is someone who's not mechuyev to fast on Yom Kippur, a chayla or whatever einus that's not mechuyev to fast on Yud Tishrei, would he have this mitzvah of eating on Tes Tishrei? If the whole mitzvah is just related to the tainus of Yom Kippur, this person who's not going to fast on Yom Kippur, maybe there'd be no real mitzvah of him to eat on Tes Tishrei. On the other hand, if it's a separate mitzvah just because of the simcha of the yontif of Yom Kippur and the mechilas avoinis in the tshuva, then this person, even if he's not going to fast on Yom Kippur, could very well still have this mitzvah to eat on Tes Tishrei. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel brings a clear that perhaps this mitzvah of Achilas Yom HaKippurim, since the Torah brings it down in the Lashon Ve'inisem, so we will learn out from there that the mitzvah is only done if you eat an achila that would be mevatel what normally is inui. We come out, what's mevatel inui on Yom Kippur? How are you over by mevatel inui? By eating a shear of kaseves agasa b'toich kedei achilas pras. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, it very well could be that you only fulfill this mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur, which is learnt out from the Lashon V'nisem, if you will eat at least a kaseves agasa b'toich kedei achilas pras. If we go with this Minchas Chinuch, we taka could have a teretz on a kasha of the Taz. The Taz in Siman Tafresh Dalid asks, why didn't the Torah say Behedya that Bachaltem B'yoymachi? Why did the Torah give us a backwards way of Zvinisem and Kol Oichel V'shoisa is Keilu as if he fasted? The Taz himself answers that the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to give us Char on this mitzvah of Achila, and the schar of the mitzvah achila would not be as great as like the schar for a mitzvah of misaneh. And therefore, the Torah gave it in a Lashon V'nisem that we would get the schar for this achila as if we did a tainus. So that's why it's said in that Lashon, to be marba aschar. But if we go with this Minchas Chinuch, we have a much pasha teretz on the Taz's kasha. The pasuk cannot have said a mitzvah to eat on tashi, because that'll be like all achila, because zayif b'chdei achilas pras. It had to express the mitzvah of the of achila in the lashon v'nisem to be mechadish that the shir to be yaitza this mitzvah will be koseves agasa b'chdei achilas pras. Another thing we could clarify is whether this mitzvah as the achila on Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah d'oraisa, or is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? The Radvaz writes that this is really totally in the machlokes tanayim in Asug Yehir and Yuma, and in Rosh Hashanah and Aftes, that those who darshan the pasuk v'nisem es nafsho sheichem betisha, to be marbe the mitzvah of achila yom kippur, of erev yom kippur. So according to that, it's going to be a mitzvah daraisa. But those who use the pasuk of v'nisem es nafsho sheichem betisha to teach us the dim of toisvis yom akipurim, so menela, this pasuk will not be available for the din of achila on Erev Yom Kippur, and the din of achila Erev Yom Kippur would have to be maybe an asmachta on this pasuk, but it will be a din drabanan. So Radvaz Taka learns that it's a machlokes tanayim based on how you darsh in the psukim. The Kesef Mishnah wants to be medayik that perhaps from a Rambam we might want to be medayik that the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a din daraisa. The Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim, Peirik Gimel Halacha Tes, says that if someone makes a neder to fast on one of them, you fast on Tuesday, you fast on a certain day, and it ends up being that that day is Erev Yom HaKippurim, he's chayiv anyway to be made to fast, because Nedarim Achal Al Mitzvahs. You can make a neder to aser eating on that day, even if there's a mitzvah to eat that day. But the Rambam says, if he would make a neder not to eat on a certain day, and that day turned out to be Chanukah or Purim, then the halach is yidche nidro mipnei hayamim ha'elu. He should knock off the neder because of those days, and he should eat. Because the Rambam says, kiven the iser of that tzum on those days is midrabanan, divrei chachamim tzrichin chizek, the divrei chachamim need chizek, and therefore you should knock off the neder, machmas the mitzvah derabbanan to eat on Chanukah Purim. Clearly it's mashma, says the Kesef Mishnah. The contrast is between Chanukah and Purim, where you knock off the neder and you eat, because Chanukah Purim ad derabbanan, versus the mitzvah of achil on Erev Yom HaKippurim, where the Rambam is saying, since it's a din daraisa, therefore you would keep the neder and not eat. But then the Kesef Mishnah says, perhaps it's no raya, and really even the achila on Erev Yom Kippur is a drabbanan, based on the asmachta bialma. But what the Rambam means to say, since the mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom HaKippurim is a drabbanan that's at least based on an asmachta from the Torah, so that doesn't need chizek. We wouldn't come to be mezalzel in it, and therefore the neder could win out. As opposed to Chanukah and Purim, that have no ikar min akra, so there the divrei rabbanan tzrichin chizek, and therefore we would be mevatel the neder, and you would eat on Chanukah and Purim. This derech that the Kesef Mishnah comes out learning lemaskana, he learns that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom HaKippurim is only a drabbanan based on asmachta bialma, would seem to fit in well the way we said the Rambam earlier holds as far as taisvis of Yom HaKippurim. We mentioned earlier that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of taisvis Yom HaKippurim is dafka in the inui and not in the malacha. Because seemingly the Rambam is learning that the mitzvah Taisus Yom HaKippurim is from the pasuk V'nisem es nafshoseichem betisha l'chaydesh, and we learn out the din Taisus because it says betisha and ba'erev, And therefore, since the Pasuk is talking about Vinisem Inui, so the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Taisus Yom Kippurim only applies to Inui. Since the Rambam is learning that Pasuk to be Mamish Adrasha, before teaching in the din of Tasefes Yom Kippurim Le'inui, we would not have that Pasuk available to teach us the din of the mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom Kippurim. Therefore, would work out much better the way the Kesef Mishnah says the Maskana, that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom Kippurim is a Drabanan. That Pasuk, as far as using it for Achila Erev Yom Kippurim, is just an Asmach to be Alma. And that the chilek that the Rambam is making between eating on Erev Yom Kippur versus eating on Chanukah and Purim, that Chanukah and Purim are complete Rabbanans, therefore Divrei Rabbanan Tzrich and Chizik, and therefore you knock away the neder and make sure you eat, as opposed to Erev Yom Kippur, even if though it's Rabbanan, since it's based on an apostik, at least in a smachta, we won't come to be mezalzel in it, and therefore you keep the neder, and the neder is chal, and you don't eat.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation, or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.